Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, can you just tell us what you can about Drew Brees' injury and what you know and what you can share?
Yeah, look, they're still in the midst of evaluating it. He's had one opinion, having a second opinion, and as soon as we know something that we can confirm, then we'll report it. But right now, that's kind of, you know, the stage we're in.
Sean, if Drew's not able to play on Sunday, what type of...
Yeah, I'm not going to kind of go into the hypothetical. We'll have a plan either way.
Sean, going back and looking at the film on yesterday, I mean, you talked yesterday about how tough it would be to watch. What did you like? What did you not like?
Look, I thought we played real well defensively, particularly in the first half. Got away from us later in the fourth quarter, but you know, it was the type of game I felt that was necessary for us to play, and you know, it was low scoring. Offensively, I didn't think we played particularly well up front. I think the penalties were a factor yesterday. Just the amount. It negated three different games of more than 15 yards. So that's something we got to clean up on it, and obviously quickly.
Any update on Traquan or Brees?
No update on any player's health today on Monday. None.
Hey, Sean, I often heard you say that a quarterback's performance is, you know, depending upon a number of other factors in the offense, and I was wondering if you could kind of help us understand what were some of the factors that affected...
We just finished talking about it. Penalties were significant. I thought we didn't block particularly well up front. We didn't run the ball. We averaged 2.5 yards a carry. There was pressure on the quarterback pretty consistently, and it's going to be hard to win if you play that way in the front.
Hey, Sean, you had a lot of adversity in the last 24 hours. I mean, as a head coach, how do you address it with your team, or do you even address it?
Well, look, I think you focus on the things you can control, and I think that, you know, this is where you lean on leadership and you get ready to, you know, have a good week of practice. It's kind of the nature of our life sometimes. You know, you come in on a Monday and you got a handful of things you're having to address, and that's part of the deal.
Sean, it's always a popular thing for people to say, oh, if quarterback X is out, then the team's in trouble. How important is it, and how well do you think you guys have built a team that could absorb playing without Drew?
Well, we're getting ready to find out. You know, I think that, you know, hopefully the news is good, and the length of time, if there is any that he's out, will be shorter than longer. But again, that's part of our sport.
And with Teddy specifically, obviously there have been other factors, especially in his Week 17 performance with so many starters out. But what have you seen him do well in actual game action?
Yeah, I think we're getting into hypotheticals, Mike. You know, relative
well, no, just
to
since you finally.
Yeah, listen, I said it after the games. You know, I think we see it on a daily basis. You know, we see his arm strength, we see his confidence, we see the leadership, we see all those things.
Sean, did you have any contact with the league office today about the blown call yesterday?
No. Again, those are things that we can't control. So, no, I have not.
Sean, if Drew is out for a lengthy period of time, would it be...
Again, I'm not getting into hype. I'm not getting into if, then what. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to answer hypothetical questions right now. Not going to do it. Anything else? All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.